some, I don't know if anything is more important than that, but I found this story very interesting, and our thoughts, it's from the National Post that share a story about a guy who worked at a health center, but was fired during the pandemic because he worked at a health center and refused to get the vaccine. Now, you have a say in that. You could have got the vaccine. And because he didn't, the court ruled that he was denied unemployment insurance. The judge says it's likely that this individual will find this result frustrating because my reasons do not deal with the fundamental legal, ethical, and factual questions that he is raising. But are those things important? John Pincus joins us right now. He is an employment lawyer and partner at Samfiru Tumarkin. And John, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
So can you, I seem to, and I don't want to do revisionist history here, but I thought that that was pretty clear to most people at that time who were facing dismissal if they did not get a vaccine, that they would not qualify for employment insurance, but this guy decided to take it to court.
Well, I think one of the things that motivated this individual to seek judicial review is because there actually was a recent decision where the tribunal ruled that an unvaccinated person was entitled to employment insurance, that it did not sufficiently justify misconduct, and that person was still awarded their benefits. And in fact, this person, who's discussed in the article, relied on that decision unsuccessfully in trying to get the court to overturn the tribunal's decision.
And so in doing and looking back at what the country did and what certain companies and health, like all sorts of companies, all sorts of people, if you worked for a city and you had to deal with people, you might have been let go. A lot of places, if you worked for a city, have brought those employees back. But one of the things that has happened is that you lost your job and you didn't have employment insurance. And that is perfectly legal.
Well, no. If an employer terminates someone and doesn't pay them severance, then there's a strong likelihood there's going to be liability for wrongful dismissal. That's a very different question and a very different analysis than is dealt with in this decision. The employment insurance scheme, though, is administered by the federal government, and the tribunal is basically an extension of that. And the federal government basically made a decision that we are going to treat employees who do not vaccinate as misconduct, and they're not going to be entitled to employment insurance. And they use that as kind of a form of policy and you know, potentially a way to encourage people to become vaccinated. But that is not a decision of the employer, and it didn't actually give the employer any rights.
Okay. Many people were given severance, though, no?
Many people were, but there's I can tell you from personal experience that there's also quite a bit of litigation, some of which is still ongoing, much of which has resolved.
And I'm guessing that there was a lot of people who were probably hanging their hat on this individual's court case because it would have, I'm guessing it would reflect the wishes of a lot of Canadians.
Well, insofar as employees apply to employment insurance, but the assumption was, and I can tell you that for most people, the assumption was that they were not going to get EI because their termination was communicated as a vaccine-related termination. There were a few employees who slipped through the cracks, but for the most part, they were universally denied EI. Very, very different question from severance, and we still don't have any court decisions dealing with whether an employer can establish cause for non-vaccination. And this decision certainly does nothing to address that question.
What kind of, just as an employment lawyer in general, what kind of noise did this make for you? Meaning, what kind of response did you get from the public, people who were laid off? Was your phone ringing a lot during the pandemic because of things like this?
Well, what I had to tell most people after they lost their job is that it doesn't really matter what your job is. Doesn't matter if you're working from home or working in person. If you're a frontline worker or you're working in an office, you are probably entitled to severance, and we can certainly pursue that. And there are some cases where there's a very compelling case for severance, but you are very unlikely to receive employment insurance, right? So the jury is still sort of out on the severance question. Mm. That still hasn't been answered by the courts, and I think there's a very compelling case to be made that employers are not going to establish just cause, because that's a very extreme position for non-vaccination. But it was equally clear to me that these employees were not going to get EI.
Yeah. I've only got a minute left, but I wonder how many people consulted with you and then decided to get the vaccine because they didn't like what they heard.
A few. There were certainly a few that changed their mind. But most people who contacted me and contacted our firm did so after they were told they were going to be fired for just cause and decided that it was not worth their employer making this decision for them, and they were willing to lose their job over it. So yeah. By the time they came to us, they were very comfortable with their decision.
John, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
John Pekas, who is an employment lawyer, he works at Samfiru Tamarkin.